Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
Do you know what? As of 11:59 last night, a lot of changes. Very excited for our Windham area.
Yeah.
Okay, because things are starting to reopen again.
Oh, yeah. Anybody listening over Mornington Way too? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
Shout out to you guys. You're free again to a certain extent.
Exactly. And I don't know when it happened, but when I grew up, and I think you as well, there was one store in particular that wasn't really classed as, you know, the greatest store of all time.
It wasn't cool.
It wasn't cool. It wasn't hip, right? But then the marketing team changed it.
Yeah.
And this is what good marketing can do for you. Now, Kmart is literally like the place to be.
Yeah. Oh, and people froth it.
They froth it. And all I heard from my mates up in Weser was like, oh, my God, I cannot wait to go to Kmart.
They know they're online as well.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Okay.
It's not the same.
Yeah, no fair.
And I don't know when it happened, whether it was sort of a thing that happened over a few years or whatever, but Kmart is the hottest thing, right? So hot, in fact, that they know people are going to rush there. And with a lot of Kmarts being 24 hours, they knew this from 12 a.m.
Yeah, so 11:59 last night kind of thing.
Yeah, that people would be running to the doors to try and get in, right?
So what they've
done, they're doing things a little bit different. So it says here on the website, and this is for the one at, let's say, the Plaza, even though you're trying to do Pacific Werribee, but let's say the Plaza.
You'll always be the Plaza.
You'll always be the Plaza to me. So they can only have so many customers in store.
Of course.
Right? And it says here, to avoid queuing, we recommend that you book ahead using our easy online system.
Oh, my God.
Kmart's turned into a goddamn nightclub.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, VIP.
You're on the door.
Are you on the door list? Hi. What's your name?
Hi, yeah, I'm here with my girls. We've got a booking.
No, hang on. You're wearing the mid leather boot. That was last season's. Is this why? No, babe, that's fine. Come on in. Obviously, you need to get in. Come on. Yeah, sweet.
We're looking for our table. We're going to buy it and take it home.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Okay. Come on through. Quick.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. That's stop. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer, what are you here for?
I'm here to do a bit of shopping. I need some homewares.
Really? What type?
A couple of cushions.
Pop question. Do you have the velvet chair in your house?
I don't have the velvet chair. That's why I'm here. Why do people keep asking me if I have these
things?
Okay,
you know what? Jennifer, you know that was sold out ages ago, so take a hike, girl. Okay. You're not on the list.
Damn it.
Hi, next.
No, I can't do it anymore.
Seriously, Kmart is da club.
Yeah.
Get in early. Yeah. That's what I'll say.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
Cameron Lynn joins us in the studio for GMHBA, and we are playing for the final time because you're wrapping up your time with us in 2020. Spell my name.
And
my name is Nairi.
Pasquale.
Harris.
A random X or W.
X or W.
I want to
spell your name.
Yes.
Finish that sentence.
Sorry, Tommy. You're right. And I really want to finish it with a win.
Okay.
I desperately want to beat you and walk off into the sunset the victor.
Well, lucky for the both of you, today is not the day the game falls over. We have four callers, full board on the phone waiting patiently for you two to spell their name. So that's all you have to do, okay?
Okay.
And who's going to go first? Before we start all the fighting.
I'll lead.
Yeah, you can lead. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Caller number one, welcome to the show. What is the name you want Lingy and Tom to spell today?
My name is Becky.
Becky.
Okay.
Becky
good one
ball.
To start us off.
Are you going to go the double C or the CK?
No, you can't discuss it.
There's no collaboration, okay. Man.
B E double C Y.
Oh, before you answer, Becky.
Wow. Okay.
What about you, Tom?
I'm going to go with B E. Oh, I think I just my gut tells me B E C K Y.
Okay. Any of those correct, Becky?
No.
Oh, what? How do you spell it?
So B-E-C-K-I-E.
Oh, interesting spelling.
There you go.
I don't mind that.
I like this. A little curveball to start for us.
Yes, feeling good. Caller number two, welcome to the show. What is the name you wish for the boys to spell?
I want them to spell my middle name, Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Caitlin's a classic stitch up, though, because I mean, there's 74 ways to spell
yeah.
it. Okay.
Go with the gut, remember,
I'm
guys.
I'm assuming, I'm going with a C. There's no, like, we're not going to go a total trick of a K here. So I'm going to go C A I T L I N. I'm going to go the I I combination.
Okay, and Tom?
Okay, well, I am going to go the K. I'm going to go K A T E L Y N.
Oh,
Caitlin.
Okay, two very different ones there. What is the correct way to spell Caitlin?
Neither of them are. It's actually K-A-I-T-L-I-N.
Oh!
Well, it was kind of my spelling, but...
But with a K instead.
A combination of both.
Yes. Yes.
That's half a point to both of us.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Half a point to both of you still equals zero all when you cancel it out. But that's fine, guys.
Yeah.
And great job.
Probably being a little generous even giving us half a point.
Mate, it's the last time. No one's going to check the details.
Caller okay. number three, welcome to the show. What's the name?
Deanna Carey.
Oh, was that Deanna Carey?
Yes.
Okay.
Hang on. So do we? Are we trying to spell one name or two there?
Is it one?
It's... No, two. It's my mum's name.
Okay. Well, so, let's go with the first name. Deanna, you say. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Deanna.
Right, yeah, go on. Go on.
Okay. I'm going to try and go almost phonetically here.
Yeah.
D double E.
Yeah.
A double. Oh. Deanna. No, single N. Okay. D-double-E-A-N-A.
Okay. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go D-E-A-double-N-A.
Oh, any of those correct?
Yeah, the second one.
Yes! Okay, yes! He's gone early on the winner sound effects again, but it is an exciting time. Now, boys, you have to spell Kerry to finish this one off. Can you get it fully correct, Tom?
Is it Kerry or Kerry?
Carey.
Well, then that's got to be C-A-R-E-Y, doesn't it? Surely.
I concur.
Oh, are they correct?
Yeah.
Ah, well done.
Oh, great.
Okay, Tom is in front. This is our final caller for the year for Spell My Name. Welcome to the show. Caller number four, what is the name?
Hi, my name is Jackson.
Okay, Jackson. Also a stitch up.
Yeah, that's... It's. I love the name Jackson. We almost called one of our children Jackson.
Mm.
But then how do you spell it? There's about 15 different combinations.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I feel I'm going to go as simplistic as possible.
Yep.
J-A-X-O-N.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
Fewest letters possible.
Tom, all right. What's your gut saying?
My gut says J-A-X also, but it's S-O-N.
Oh, I knew you were going to throw an S in.
Oh, nah. Are either of those correct?
No, sorry.
Ah. Well, what is it?
J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Oh, the traditional. We should have gone with the traditional spelling.
Sorry, Jackson. We've tried to get a little creative there.
You've ended on a low, but ended on a high because, Tom, you're the winner.
Yes. And Lingy, you got half a point too, so you're also good. Well done, mate.
Oh, what a way to finish.
Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up fresh. Daily.
I found out something yesterday by accident.
Yeah.
It's because for the first time ever, I noticed that I had a low battery on my phone and I was in the car and I thought, you know what? I've got one of those USB thingies somewhere. Because my old car, it was a, you know, Ciggy lighter. I don't think they do those anymore.
They do. They have them, but it's a PowerPoint. It's not.
Yeah, it's a PowerPoint. It's not.
Cigarette lighter.
Yeah, there's no fire in there anymore.
No.
Which is kind of a shame. I mean, if you're ever out bush or something, I don't know.
What? Oh, like to start a bush fire.
Yeah. A campfire.
Campfire. Yeah. I'm not a camper, guys. I'm sorry. I don't know the correct terminology. And
yes.
I almost said the wrong thing.
I know.
I apologise. I would never suggest that.
No, exactly. We know you. Anyway, so I plugged my phone in and I was driving to the supermarket. And then all of a sudden, I got this notification on my phone.
Yeah.
That was like, oh, do you want to start CarPlay? And I was like, do I? I don't know.
Oh,
and then I'm
God.
Like, oh, this is what Tom talks about.
Oh, my
about.
God. You've got it.
So I've got it in my
so
car.
How long have you owned that car?
Since June.
Okay. So what, we're going on 5 months now?
Yeah.
You didn't know you had CarPlay.
No.
And you were ragging me because I said, now I've got CarPlay, I'm not going to buy another car that doesn't have
you
CarPlay.
You said, listen up.
I did not say that.
I refuse to even look at something that doesn't have CarPlay, so don't even
that,
come at me with a brochure.
I did not move my head like that. I didn't do that with my hands.
Exactly,
and I did not say
said.
That. I just said, I will not buy another car if it doesn't have CarPlay.
You said, I'll slap you in the face if you come at me with a non-Apple CarPlay car.
Well, that,
and I said, right, okay, well, that, I've learnt my lesson.
That does sound like me. So you've got CarPlay. So what do you think?
I don't know. It's the same, isn't
I think
it?
I think it's amazing, A, that you didn't know that you had CarPlay because that's a huge selling point for the car. And so whoever sold you that car is not doing their job.
Well, at the end, when I was sitting in the car, it was quite funny because they're like, oh, this will be great for, you know, I mean, your girlfriend will love this too. And I was like, and he's like, boyfriend? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, but that's just a weird thing to say to someone anyway.
Well, you don't drive a Forester, do you?
Okay, calm down.
Okay, so... So so can we say the brand of it, please? Can we say the brand of the car?
It's a Mazda.
Right, okay, so it's a newish Mazda. So I've never driven a Mazda, so I don't know, but I do know that some makes of car don't come with CarPlay. So I just assumed when you were like 4 months into owning this car and were like, I do Bluetooth, my car only has Bluetooth, I just assumed that that was correct. But no, you just don't know your car.
No, I know. And so what do I do? What's the difference that makes it so different?
All I
saw was that the Google Maps comes up, but you've got a little message function.
Oh, everything is at the tip of your finger. You are going to be so much safer on the road.
Am I?
Just know that
just
it's,
by looking at stuff and pressing buttons.
No, the thing is, you don't have to look at stuff and press that many buttons.
It's maybe we can go for a cruise and you can show me.
Amazing! I cannot believe you didn't know that you had it, and you were ripping me for talking about it. This is going to change your life. Things have already changed for you. You don't even know it yet. Life is changing around you.
Yeah.
The world is getting easier.
Calm down.
Stuff's going to fall into place easier.
Sorry, I said anything.
You're going to get opportunities that you wouldn't have ordinarily got.
I'm sorry for mentioning it.
Because you've got Apple CarPlay.
Cool. Yeah.
Like, this is incredible.
Sit.
Can we go downstairs now?
No. Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.